everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. It's now time for us to restore Christian America.
Welcome to the live broadcast. It's the 22nd of July, 3 p.m. Central Time. And I have a couple of brief announcements to make. But I want to begin everything with saying Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, take heed that no man deceive you. Next week will be my last broadcast on RBN for the foreseeable future. If I get caught up on things, I may make an attempt to come back and get an hour somewhere or another on the list of different hosts. But as of the first week in July, I'll be broadcasting Monday through Saturday on Accent, or Monday through Friday, excuse me, on Accent Radio Network at 1 p.m. Central Time. I'm going to comment on a couple of things today, and anybody that wants to call in and make a comment along with these two items is welcome to do so at 800-313-9443. But the first half hour, I'm going to go over a couple of things that I haven't heard or read anywhere else in the news that I consider really significant that I received in an email about the shooting out in the Denver suburb. And then during the second hour, I'm going to go into some details about a letter that was sent from a Christian lady that's a Republican representative in Minnesota to a Muslim man that is a Democrat representative in Minnesota, that this shooting that took place out in Colorado has distracted from that very important issue. So for those of you that do stay with me throughout the entire hour, you'll be glad that you do for the second half of this broadcast. But first things first, this email that I received is titled CIA Mind Control Slave, James Egan Holmes, Mass Murderer, and The Dark Knight Rises. I'm going to go through a little bit of this because, once again, this is some material I haven't read or heard from anyone else that has commented on this tragedy. According to public records, quote, Holmes attended the University of California, Riverside, and graduated with a B.S. in neuroscience in the spring of 2010. Most recently, he was studying for a Ph.D. in neuroscience at the University of Colorado, Denver, but withdrew from the program last month for unknown reasons, end of quote. Well, well, well. What a coincidence. If you do a bit of research, you will find the psychiatry departments in both these two universities work with the Tavistock Institute in London, the head of global mind control, whose agents set up the various CIA mind control programs like MKUltra and its sub-programs to hypnotize victims to create the so-called Manchurian candidates, zombie assassins we have today. Good examples of CIA lone assassins are Timothy McVeigh, Lee Harvey Oswald, Sirhan Sirhan, John Hinckley, Eric Harris, and Dylan Klebold, etc. The aim, of course, is to use these mind-controlled Manchurian zombie assassins, usually always lone nutters, to commit assassinations, massacres, and other major terrorist events to manipulate the public masses. I'll continue on the other side of the break.
And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. And she said, hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out?
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
It's all right, I know it's right, and the songbirds are singing like they know the score, and I'll love you like never before.
Now back to Restoring Christian America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Now, I don't like to have to relate this information to you again after all of the other people have related it, but like I said, there are a couple of keys in here that I have never heard anywhere else, so that's why I'm doing so. But I do think that one of the main things that is necessary, though, is to focus on the second half of this broadcast more because of this exchange of letters between this Democrat Muslim and this Christian Republican that are both representatives from Minnesota. I think you'll find it to be very, very compelling. But anyway, to continue this important email, the aim, of course, is to use these mind-controlled Manchurian zombie assassins to commit assassinations, massacres, and other major terrorist events to manipulate the public masses to accept the abolition of privately owned firearms, and to allow the Anglo-American aristocracy to implement a global fascist police state takeover through the reformed UN using, quote, the urgent need for increased security measures to abolish all individual free rights, now well underway, and hence the greatly increased focus on the Holmes massacre now, and massive military buildup at the upcoming London Olympic Games. I'll save that for next week's broadcast about how massive that buildup is. Anyway, Anton Chaykin wrote an outstanding, almost prophetic article entitled British Psychiatry, From Eugenics to Assassination. Stop I'm going to repeat this now in case you want to write it down, because this is posted online. You can Google the title and read it for yourself. It's titled British Psychiatry, From Eugenics to Assassination. In this amazing article, he writes, quote, "The CIA planned early in 1954 to hypnotize a man they considered disposable, to get him to make an assassination attempt, be arrested for attempted murder, and be, quote, thereby disposed of," end of quote. A CIA hypnosis study was done by Alden Sears at the University of Minnesota and was moved by Sears to the University of Denver, Colorado. I'm going to repeat that sentence. A CIA hypnosis study was done by Alden Sears at the University of Minnesota and was moved by Sears to the University of Denver, Colorado. This just happens to be the very same university that James Egan Holmes was supposedly studying for a PhD in neuroscience. Holmes shot and killed his victims in a movie theater launching The Dark Knight Rises. Who is this British Dark Knight? Why, he is the characterization of Antichrist, the devil incarnate, who is soon to come and save the world, of course. But why on 20th July 2012? In Freemasonry, Satanism, and witchcraft, virtually all murders and human sacrifices are executed over the new moon, dark moon. According to the American Ephemeris 2001 to 2050, at midnight by Neil F. Mickelson, July 19, 2012, was the new moon. If you look at the dates of all the people associated with Bill Clinton who were allegedly murdered, it will be seen almost all of them were executed over the new moon. The U.S. police and media tell us Holmes was planning this massacre weeks or months in advance. What they forgot to mention was, so were his satanic handlers at the CIA and their goons at the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Denver, Colorado. That's pretty much the end of this important email, but once again, this traces back to the Satanists, the Freemasons, in their thinking and witchcraft, in the way that they do relate to the public, especially those that come out of this. And I have received other emails that goes into details about analyzing the murals that are at the Denver airport and how that fits into all of this. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that it is important to understand that these events are not accidental. And if there is one that is, see, this would confound the pattern to some degree, because there are such a thing as somebody that individually could possibly commit a crime as massive and large as this. But the fact is, we have to take a careful, close look at those days and dates that the enemies of Christianity consider to be important dates to do things like this, to commit mass murders or to do some type of a ceremony or another, including the abduction and child sacrifice that is perpetrated on certain dates during the calendar. I know Halloween is one of those dates, but for anyone that would look into this closer, once again, Anton Chaitkin, and his first name is spelled A-N-T-O-N, his last name is spelled C-H-A-I-T-K-I-N, and the article he wrote is titled British Psychiatry, From Eugenics to Assassination. Now, there is a I'm going to read some different articles that I've bookmarked on the from the computer to deal with the any possible connection here with the religion called Islam. And we do know that on the Islamic flags there is a moon. So, but that would be a reach, and I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to paint with a broad brush. But the fact is that during the second half of the broadcast, I'm going to have to set the table for that a little bit now with reading some of the titles of different articles that I have minimized here, and will refer to a couple of them. There is one, and you might want to pencil this down, pencil it out, or type them in, and bookmark them and minimize them for the second half hour, but here's one of them. Highest Illuminati defector. Rothschild's rule with Druid witches. And that's at Henry Matkow's website. And another important item that I located is titled, Finally, Veil Lifted on Muslim Rape Epidemic. Another article that I minimized, Saudi warns non-Muslim, respect Ramadan or else. And ladies and gentlemen, it's important to understand that as this event was taking place at that theater, Ramadan was just beginning. That's the day that Ramadan began. So I don't know if there's a connection there, but I do find that interesting. And anyway, now I'm going to name some names of Muslims that have committed several murders here in America. All of these names now are names of Muslims. Muhammad and Malvo, the DC snipers, Nidal Malik Hassan, and of course that's the Fort Hood accused mass murderer, and then a man that's almost overlooked with any reporting or anything that has to do with the possibility that Islam might be a motivating factor for these violent crimes is the sniper Mark Essex, who back in 1972, New Year's Eve 1972, and he was a black Muslim, but he started a crime rampage of murdering several police, beginning with a black police officer, and his name is the sniper Mark Essex. And that's spelled E-S-S-E-X. And the thing that we're looking for is if Islam is the religion of peace, then why is it that so many people are making news as mass murderers, and then later on we find out that they are Muslim? And that will take us to the other articles that I have minimized. And this does not in any way diminish the plots and crimes of anyone else, because we're taking a close look at this, because Islam cannot be overlooked as a possible motivating factor for this. I'll be back after the commercial break. 800-313-9443 if you care to comment on this.
I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on...
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
It's all right.
To Restoring Christian America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Now, my website, ChristianLibertyPublishing.com, there's an ebook that is posted there that is available to be read at no cost, titled Antichrist and the Green Prince. And it reveals so much about how the British monarch and all of the subordinates that identify with that power structure, that pyramidal power structure of how they apply laws in order to extort taxes from people all over the world, but primarily those of us here in America. Anyway, it's titled Antichrist and the Green Prince, and it can be viewed online at my website, ChristianLibertyPublishing.com. It reveals so much about Prince Charles Windsor that you do not yet know, that you need to know if you and your family are to survive this onslaught, because years ago, Charles Windsor converted to Islam, but yet he keeps pretending that he's a Christian, and so he's duping everyone on all sides to enhance his own power. You need to understand the different organizations that he has started, and you need to understand the different strategies and tactics, such as money laundering and drug dealing, and how far it reaches back with the British monarchy. Anyway, Antichrist and the Green Prince at ChristianLibertyPublishing.com. Don't miss it. You need to know these things, because if it were just a fair debate out in the public arena between whether Christianity is the best that the world could ever experience, or Islam is the best the world could ever experience as a way of life, then Christians would obviously win that debate every time if that were being debated in a fair and unbiased forum. But if you have someone like Charles Windsor that is pretending to be a Christian while betraying all of Christendom, then there is no longer any fairness in that. Anyway, a Yahoo News article by Dana Hughes from ABC OTUS News, and it's datelined Wednesday, July 18th. Muslim rights group. Bachman playing, quote, 6 degrees of separation drinking game, end of quote, with national security is the title of this very interesting article that I read. And this is literally when I first became interested over and above other news articles, because there is a blizzard of news, and weeding out the most important one is literally the job of every talk show host. That's the primary job. If you can't find newsworthy news, then you have no business even attempting to have a radio talk show. But the fact is, if that man out in Colorado was mind-controlled and through hypnosis or a method like that was ordered to go and do a mass murder, the primary reason that I would point to as being the necessary news item that had to get pulled off of the front page by whatever means necessary would be this particular item. And anyway, what this does is this article, in a way, smears Michelle Bachmann and a group of other legislators, representatives, for writing a letter and sending it to the Department of the Homeland Security, the Inspector General offices for the State Department, Defense, Justice, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. And the purpose of the letter was to request that these offices investigate someone that works very close with the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. And the name of this woman that works very closely with the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, is named Huma Abedin. And so anyway, this particular article, it has a smear right within the title of it. And so I went, okay, let's see what this is all about. And I just, I'm curious that way. I want to know why someone is getting smeared as they are smeared. But, for example, toward the end of the letter it says, but those who have spoken out, including McCain, and that's John McCain, Ellison, and that'd be Keith Ellison, and C-A-I-R, now, a fiction cannot speak out, but nevertheless, that's a fiction. That's the name of an organization, not an individual. Anyway, reiterate that Bachmann and her House GOP colleagues' questions aren't based on credible evidence. Saylor says it has more in common with the 1950s political witch hunt spearheaded by former Senator Joe McCarthy. Now, we'll take a look at this after the bottom of the hour, and we'll get right into it.
Found his way to town, and she said, "Hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out?"
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah. The one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference July 26th and 27th. We'll be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Restoring Christian America.
All right, now I have this article up titled Top Republicans Denounce Attack on Clinton Aid, and this is a Reuters article by Thomas Ferraro, and this is a July 19th article, Thursday. Reuters. The top Republican in the Congress on Thursday criticized Representative Michelle Bachmann and four other fellow House Republicans for making, quote, pretty dangerous, end of quote, accusations when they questioned the security clearance of a Muslim aide to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The comments of House of Representatives Speaker John Boehner came after Senator John McCain, the 2008 Republican presidential nominee, blasted the five lawmakers for seeking an investigation into whether Huma Abedin, Clinton's deputy chief of staff, had connections to the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamist political organization. Boehner, speaking at a regular news briefing, said, quote, accusations like this being thrown around are pretty dangerous, end of quote. He said he did not know Abedin, but, quote, from everything I know of her, she has a sterling character, end of quote. Now, so here is something that is splitting Republicans. Of course, John McCain is you always must question how much he was tortured and or brainwashed while he was a prisoner of war for so long, and if that affects his thinking, that would only be prudent. But John Boehner comes out and criticizes these five Republicans without really, and by his own admission. He said he did not know Abedin, but, quote, from everything I know of her, she has a sterling character, end of quote. Now, it is not in quotations where it says here, he said he did not know Abedin, but, now I'm taking it that this Thomas Ferraro is not lying there. I certainly hope that he is not lying and possibly inflaming passions that should remain cool. There shouldn't be any inflammation of passions as a result of any inaccuracy with this. But anyway, McCain took to the Senate floor on Wednesday to accuse the lawmakers of making a, quote, sinister, end of quote, attack on Abedin. Following the custom in Congress, he did not name them, but left no doubt he was talking about Michelle Bachmann, as well as Representatives Louie Gohmert, Trent Franks, Thomas Rooney, and Lynn Westmoreland. Well, that's all I'm going to read in this article so I can get along to the most important, the letter that Michelle Bachmann wrote to Keith Ellison. But I'd like to say this. In my opinion, these people displayed the kind of courage that I hope more people in Congress, no matter what political party or what political persuasion they have, that more people in Congress take a look at people before they get promoted to positions that are sensitive within the intelligence community. And that's exactly what these five people did, and I do hope they get reelected because it means that some people in Congress are waking up. Anyway, their names are, once again, Michelle Bachmann, Louie Gohmert, Trent Franks, Thomas Rooney, and Lynn Westmoreland. Now, if you notice the date, that last letter I just read, that was the date before the attack out in Colorado that took this off of the front page on the news reporting online. This was literally gaining a viral attention of a lot of people. So, was John Boehner groveling, or was he expressing a valid concern? Well, he said he admitted, according to that last article, that he did not know this woman, Huma Abedin. But here is the way that Michelle Bachmann, a Christian that is a Republican representative from Minnesota, this is the letter that she sent to Keith Ellison, a Democrat Muslim from Minnesota. Thank you for your letter, dear Representative Ellison. Thank you for your letter dated July 12, 2012. I am responding to the concerns your letter outlined, as well as clarifying a few points that were misrepresented. As you know, on June 13, 2012, members of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, myself included, and the House Judiciary Committee, sent letters to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, Department of State, Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The purpose of these letters was to request a multi-department investigation into potential Muslim Brotherhood infiltration into the United States government. We find this is not only necessary, but beyond timely, considering that departments and agencies of the U.S. government, including but not limited to those departments to which these Inspector General letters were sent, have in the past and continue to be advised by organizations and individuals that the U.S. government itself has identified in federal courts as fronts for the International Muslim Brotherhood. That such a widespread assessment has not been performed is troubling and is the basis for genuine concern given the stark contrast between what the U.S. government says about these Muslim Brotherhood front groups and their continued association with these groups. I do note that the facts we presented in the Inspector General request letters are based on information presented by U.S. government officials in court documents, court evidence, correspondence, and briefings with Congress and public statements, in addition to known media reporting. These letters were far from sole-sourced, as you maintain in your letter. Now, this is the beginning of the letter that Michelle Bachmann addresses and sent to Keith Ellison. Now, I'm going to go along into this a little bit and just read the subheading to give a little flavor to how professional Michelle Bachmann and the other representatives were and how valid their concerns are in wanting to know just exactly what connections Huma Abedin may have with organizations that may be connected with and or financing terrorism. That's their job. Anyway, number one issue, quote-unquote, or quote, brotherhood operatives, end of quote, within the U.S. government may have directly influenced the U.S. intelligence community's assessment of the Muslim Brotherhood as presented by Director of National Intelligence James Clapper in testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence on February 10, 2011. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I consider that that would be very important, because if there was any flaw in the testimony by Mr. Clapper, then this would be the proper office that is concerned about it and authenticates whether there is a concern there or not. Incidentally, there are a total of 59 citations in this letter from the sources that were used to construct this letter back to Mr. Ellison, the Democrat Muslim from Minnesota. Anyway, that's the first item that's addressed. The second item, quote, the mother, brother, and deceased father of Huma Abedin, Deputy Chief of Staff to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, and that she, too, by extension, may be working on the organization's behalf. That's the second item that is addressed in this. The third item, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, an international organization of 57 countries to which President George W. Bush created a special envoy position, is, quote, determined to impose Sharia worldwide, end of quote, and undermine the U.S. Constitution. I'm going to reread this third item so that everyone that's listening to this gets it clear as to why this investigation was requested by those people, with Michelle Bachmann apparently being the one that has authored this letter. And for those of you that want for America to not ever be forced under Sharia law, really should read this brief letter. I think it's 15 pages long. And the way to access it online is to merely type in Michelle Bachmann's letter to Keith Ellison, and you will come right to it. But this third point is so important. And the point is, once again, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, an international organization of 57 countries to which President George W. Bush created a special envoy position, is, quote, determined to impose Sharia worldwide, end of quote, and undermine the U.S. Constitution. Now, what was that comment that when someone expressed to George W. Bush that what he was doing was they were concerned, or this man was concerned? I can't remember the details, but he was concerned and expressed it to George Bush that that was not anywhere near constitutional, and George Bush's response was something with some filthy language in it, but that Constitution is just a piece of paper. Remember that? So, and incidentally, George Herbert Walker Bush was knighted by Elizabeth Windsor II. That's a little-known fact that I think is significant. I don't know the status of George W. Bush, if his betrayal against the American people has been acknowledged by the sovereign of Great Britain yet or not. But the Bible says you cannot serve two masters, and certainly George H.W. Bush was doing just that, and obviously he was betraying us into the hands of that enemy foreign power, the British monarch. Now, so far, everything I read with these titles, it sounds fairly benign. I'd be the first to admit that, except that the third item addresses whether the Constitution is being undermined or not. Now, for item number four, the Islamic Society of North America, ISNA, I-S-N-A, an umbrella organization of American Muslim groups, is, quote, the largest Muslim Brotherhood front in the United States, end of quote. Can you spell the words fifth column, ladies and gentlemen? Fifth column. I'm going to read it again now. Item number four. The Islamic Society of North America, an umbrella organization of American Muslim groups, is, quote, the largest Muslim Brotherhood front in the United States, end of quote. There is not such a thing as an American Muslim, incidentally. Islam is a violent, radical, militant political religion. Islam is a violent, radical, militant political religion. And a Supreme Court decision that's unanimous, that has never been overturned, declares the United States of America a Christian nation. So anti-Christian bigotry is what is at play here. And incidentally, the reading of this letter reveals how these organized efforts by Muslims are attempting to criminalize any type of criticism regarding Islam through the use of the word Islamophobia. And much of the material that these people located this information from in order to articulate it to the offices that they did mail the original letter to came from a court case called the Holy Land Foundation case. Number five item that she addresses in this letter to Keith Ellison, the Muslim Public Affairs Council, MPAC, and Muslim Advocates, two civil rights organizations, quote, exercise influence in ways that align with Muslim Brotherhood agendas, end of quotation. So we already have learned something about the Muslim Brotherhood agenda, that they want to impose Sharia law worldwide. And to show the dignity and courtesy of the Christian, Michelle Bachmann, I'll just go through, the last four brief paragraphs here in this 15-page letter. Administration prosecutors and investigators have made statements backed up by considerable evidence in court raising serious concerns about many of the Muslim Brotherhood front groups, but the day-to-day operation of these departments and agencies continue, quote-unquote, outreach programs involving these exact same organizations as if the evidence presented in federal court or statements made in search warrant applications doesn't exist. In light of the information revealed during the Holy Land Foundation trial, I'll pick up on that when I get back from on the other side of the break. 800-313-9443.
And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. And she said, hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out on?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Restoring Christian America.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Operation Restore Christian America. Now, in finishing up this letter, I'll read three or four of the citations here to fill in a little bit of the blanks, because reading this letter really is only, it enhances the reader's understanding by reading all the citations as well. I'll just give you three or four examples here. Three examples. and you'll get a flavor of what I mean by that. In light of the information revealed during the Holy Land Foundation trial, the FBI officially cut ties with CAIR because of their activities in support of Hamas. And that's citation number 57. It's by Joseph Abram, titled FBI Cuts Ties with CAIR Following Terror Financing Trial. End of that title, and that was on Fox News, January 30th, 2009. And to continue in the letter, and yet, just last month, the new White House Director for Community Partnerships admitted that this administration has had, quote, hundreds, unquote, of meetings with CAIR in spite of the FBI's stated policy. And that's citation 58, and that's by Neil Munro. And it, quote, administration admits to hundreds of meetings with jihad-linked groups. And that's in the Daily Caller, June 8, 2012. To continue with the letter, it has been reported the White House has worked to conceal these ties, in one case with ISNA and MPAC. And that is citation number 59, once again, Neil Munro. And, quote, Obama's Iftar guest list omits controversial attendees, end of quote. The Daily Caller, August 11th, 2012. As members of Congress, we are charged to oversee and hold accountable all government agencies, a charge given to us by the Constitution on behalf of the citizens of the United States. To do anything less is to subvert the oaths we took as members to protect and defend the Constitution. For us to fail to demand action on the part of the Inspector General on this matter is to fail to uphold the oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Again, thank you for your letter. It is my intention to wait for the investigations to be completed to comment further. I would be happy to revisit this issue with you once we have received the answers to the questions outlined in the letter. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only 15 pages. If you read this and read the citations, you will clearly comprehend that the Muslims on a worldwide basis are perpetrating a holy war, and they are making advancements everywhere, including here in the United States of America. Now, everything I've said does not take away anything that I want to do in terms of vetting other organizations, whether they be Jewish or Gentile. But this is a necessary thing to do right here and right now, because this is that group, that untouchable group. Huma Abedin's needs to be vetted. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and I do hope you read Michelle Bachmann's letter to Keith Ellison. Is riding with the wind.